This is a CANDIB oral history project, and it presents an interview with Lieutenant Commander Leonard MacArthur, who is the Marine Systems Engineering Officer of HMCS Iroquois. It was recorded in Halifax on July the 2nd, 2010. Lieutenant Commander MacArthur was interviewed by Gordon Smith. Both the interviewer and the interviewee have signed a copyright release form. This interview relates to the DDH-280 program, which spans a period of from when the Iroquois was commissioned in 1972 until the present date, a period of 38 years. Lieutenant Commander MacArthur has been the engineering officer of Iroquois since July 6, 2009. I'd like to begin this by asking Lenny to introduce himself and to obtain his naval career to the time he became the engineering officer of Iroquois.
Okay, Gord, like you said, my name's Leonard MacArthur. I go by Lenny most times. Was born in Nova Scotia, raised in Newfoundland, and I joined the Navy in 1989, June 22nd, and I joined as a marine engineering mechanic through the Marine Engineering Technician Training Plan, which was held in Cornwall, Ontario. So I did that program for 3 years, appointed to the rank of Master Seaman upon completion of that. And then I served in Halifax and was on various ships, first one being HMCS Fraser, then switched to the frigate program after that, where I served in Fredericton and Charlottetown. And also had an opportunity to serve in HMCS Anacostia. And then in 2002, after serving in various ships and shore units, Canadian Forces Naval Engineering School being one of them, I was commissioned from the ranks in 2002, attended the applications course in Salton, England, then did my Phase 6 training in HMCS Fredericton, and my head of department training in HMCS Iroquois in 2005. Upon completion, was posted back to Canadian Forces Naval Engineering School at the Officer Training Division. Worked there for 2 years. Went into FMF Cape Scott, our maintenance facility here in Halifax, for 1 year as the trials officer conducting full power trials on all the various ships, and was appointed as Marine Systems Engineering Officer on 6 July 2009.